Hello, WFTE listeners. This is Jake Rosen. I'm here again with David Rosen. Normally, we get together to talk about politics. And as you know, the last few sessions, we've been talking about the Democratic National Convention. But something came up at the Democratic National Convention. A speech was made by a woman whose husband had died, and she was trying to figure out, after he died, how she was going to get on her feet and be an independent person the rest of her life. And she saw an ad by Donald Trump for something called the Donald Trump University, which promised to teach her and guide her in becoming a competent investor in real estate. And she went along, and before she knew it, she had been conned out of $38,000, all the insurance money she got when her husband died. And she was left holding the bag with nothing.
Her name was Cheryl Lankford, and her husband was Commander Sergeant Major Jonathan M. Lankford, who died in Baghdad in 2007. And she said, quote, "When you lose a spouse, you know that your life will change forever. You know that it won't be easy. But I didn't expect that on top of grieving the loss of my husband and trying to raise my baby, that I'd also be the victim of a scam."
Now, the thing is that David knows this industry. He knows the Donald Trump University industry. He, by trade, is a real estate professional. He was a real estate broker with people working for him in Arizona. He's a real estate broker now in New York City. And this business of people offering to teach others how to be real estate professionals is something that brokers like David run into all the time. And David has firsthand knowledge about this. And as you know, the Donald Trump University business is now in court. Trump is being sued. I don't think Trump can go to jail as a result of anything that he might be found guilty of, but he can be forced to pay tons of money in compensation. In any case, this is a very important item in terms of the election, where Trump is standing as an upright businessman asking for people's support. And so I thought today, instead of the normal discussion of politics, I would ask David to tell us all some inside information about the Donald Trump University, the scam that it is, and similar scams surrounding the real estate industry. Are you up for that, David?
Oh, I hope I can deliver the goods and I don't get, you know, shot. But so my career as a real estate person started in 2004 when I went to a seminar on how to flip houses with no money down. And
what do you mean by flip houses?
It's when you buy a house and you sell it for a profit.
You mean buy it and immediately sell it. You don't hold it for any length of time.
You know, you do whatever. You have multiple options. And let me tell you something. That 3-day seminar was not filled with all hyperbole and voodoo. It wasn't Scientology. I mean, these are actual things. I mean, they're actual specific techniques that you can use to make money, and some of them are actually ingenious. And what would happen is you would go to that 3-day seminar, and at the conclusion of that 3-day seminar, you would be invited to get a platinum package.
Now, wait a minute. To go to the 3-day seminar, could anybody go? Did you have to pay? Was it free? How'd that work?
So I'll get to that. But yes, of course. So that 3-day seminar was held in, you know, a Hilton in New York City, and that seminar cost the people who went to it, I think, $3,000. And at the end, they paid $30,000 to go to something called M5, which was how to have a net worth of $5 million in 5 years.
So
the word university was not used. And what people don't do, or what they absolve this scam of, Trump scam, when they talk about it, is they use the word university. Now, the other companies that do this business never use the word university, I guess because you're not allowed to, it's illegal, but also they didn't pretend to be a university, and also they did very much know what they were doing, and what they were doing is getting you to give them $30,000. And if they don't get you to give them $30,000, they don't make money, because the $3,000 or $500 or anything leading up to the $30,000 doesn't cover just breaks even. The profit is made at the $30,000 fulfillment. And that is what Ms. Lankford was discussing. And the way they get you to do this, and the people who worked for Trump University worked for the same company that I went to that seminar with, and after they worked for Trump University, they then went and worked at another company with a guy who was on Flip This House named Armando Montalongo, and I also worked with that company. And when I say worked, I helped, you know, sell this education. I, you know, was part of this industry. So I
know. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you. Let me back up.
Yeah.
How many people paid the $3,000 that you paid to go to the first seminar?
There's about 75 people in that room.
75 people each paid $3,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of money. That's nearly $300,000.
That's true, and you know, so maybe, but you have to know that I don't know that they actually all paid $3,000. They probably all got quote unquote discounts, and to get that room filled, you're talking about the following media campaign. You're talking first of all about renting a room like a wedding in a major hotel in a major city, and these companies like Trump University go from city to city to city, and they run a month of television ads on Saturday morning. If you want to see what Trump University does, just go watch any TV show on flipping houses that's on Saturday morning or late at night. They also have a telemarketing campaign. They also have an extensive direct mail campaign. And so, and then they do a free seminar. And the free seminar goes for 3 days. And it starts at 8 p.m. and it goes to 10:30 or 11 p.m. And I want you to know that all
of these...
That's
for 3 days.
They have three separate ones over 3 days for free.
That's free.
And it sounds like an auctioneer is at the front of the room. Hey, we're going to talk about real estate techniques. And oh, my God, at the advanced seminar, you're going to learn so much also. We can do that too. But, you know, let me just talk to you now about corporate leases. And we're going to get to credit history and credit repair and all that. And then at the three-day seminar we have also the fulfillment. We have books in the back. You can check that out. You can sign up right now. We'll give you a discount if you sign up right now. But then they talk about these leases. We're going to get the leasing. It's a credit score. Everyone knows the credit score. Who knows the credit score? Oh, by the way, you sign up for the free marketing. And that's literally how it sounds. You did know nothing of English or of sense, and you're confused, and it's late. And of those rooms, so let's say you have 200 to 300 people in each one of those rooms, someone says, oh, wow, okay, there's more to hear. Maybe there was some nugget that I was interested in. I didn't learn anything. I'm tired. I have to go. So I sign up for this other class. And
that other class, the $3,000 class, that's where you'll really get the secrets.
Right. And you get a bunch of books and stuff like that when you sign up for it.
So, in other words, the expenses are all marketing expenses and all expenses to put this thing on in a first-class hotel, and it all looks jazzy and above board.
Right. So, okay. So then you go to this three-day seminar, and the secret of them selling you the $35,000 package is on day one of this event, you have a contest, and the person, the instructor, gives away $100 in the first 2 hours. He's got a stack of $100 bills, and he shows off his real estate flips. He shows off his boat, shows off his car, his kids. You know, he's flashing, and you know, and these are professional performers. I mean, these guys. I used to think of them like Celine Dion. They went to a new city every weekend and sold the room. And they would, you know, they're going to do $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in sales selling those $30,000 packages. And what they do over the course of three days is give you a lot of information. They stay with you from 8 to 8. We go to lunch with the people. We have a financial profile of every single person. And on the first day, like I said, you're having a contest. And if you win the contest, you get cash. And the first thing to do is we want to improve your credit scores. And don't you know that your credit score is an algorithm based on your available credit and the percentage of which you're using? So one way, quickly, right now, at lunch, you can increase your credit score and open the floodgates of leverage is to call your credit card company. We're going to see who can get the biggest increase in all of their credit cards, and we're going to give you a script, and we're going to make this possible. And then people go to lunch, and wouldn't you know it, if my $5,000 limit just became $35,000. And
that's How'd you do that?
Well, you call them up and you ask them for it.
And do they do it?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole business is based on that.
So they will actually do it. Or they may not give you $35,000, but they'll give you something.
That's right. And if you can't get $35,000 from them, oh, what about your retirement? Well, that retirement's not going to last you that long. You only have $75,000 in your IRA? How long is that going to last? You got to figure out a way to have some passive income. And we've just talked about all these great strategies. And at the advanced training, we're going to teach you even more bulletproof strategies. And remember, not everyone in this world is poor. I mean, many of these people who we sold these $35,000 packages to have money. They have money. Now, not all of them have money. Some of them, that was all of their money, and that was really messed up. And some of them
like,
don't.
Like that woman who spoke at the Democratic Convention.
That's right. And I would say it's 50-50. 50% of them could lose it, 50% of them can't. But it is designed to do this thing, which is to basically get your credit card limit to a certain point and collect that money.
The whole theory is, if you can get your credit card limit to a certain point, you can then use that credit card limit to provide the equity that you need to buy the house that you're then going to flip. And in effect, you're going to have nothing in and you're just going to have pure profit. That's the theory, right?
Well, there's one element of it, though, that you didn't mention, which is you're going to flip this house for no money down.
Ah, even better.
For free.
For free. So you don't actually need the credit card limit because you're never going to use it.
That's right.
All right.
No, there's two types of credit, Mr. Rosen. There's red light credit, which when you borrow money on a depreciating asset, like a car or credit card, you know, that lunch you put on your credit card, if you pay the minimum, you're going to be paying for that lunch for 10 years. But there's two places where we use credit, which is very important. The best use of credit, of course, is an appreciating asset. You invest in something, and over time it grows in wealth. And you're borrowing the money. You're using OPM, and that's – and let me tell you something. That's true.
That is true. That's the basis by which GM does business.
And what's the other good use of credit? Education. We all know that we take out student loans and, you know. So Trump University took it to the next level. And they went ahead and called themselves a university because universities are where you get educated. So that's what their business model is.
So what did they promise you would get for the $30,000?
Well, I knew the guy who worked for Trump. I won't use his name. And I knew the other three people who worked with me subsequently who worked for Trump University. And what you call the fulfillment program, the 30,000, changes with each of these companies. The company that I worked with last, they do a bus buying tour, they have a network. I mean, it's not all smoke and mirrors. There is a community of real estate investors, and you buy real estate. And then the first real estate company I worked for, these people who paid this $30,000 actually got put on to some incredible, real estate deals, and they made a lot of money. They made all their money back. All of the people that I did this with in 2005.
At the height of the bubble.
Before the height, but ramping up to it, made money.
All right, we're going to take a break now. While you recover from all this money that you made, fan yourself because of the memories of it all, and then we can plunge back in.
Okay.
All right. Finishably have recovered from the after effects of the fit that you had when you recalled all the money that was being made for free in 2005.
Right. And in that time, those people would go and buy pre-development houses, and this is what they learned. We brought them into deals. They put $1,000 down on a deposit. They built a home in Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I lived at that time. I moved out there to be part of this business. Those properties were built. They closed on them with 100% financing, so they didn't have to pay any more money. And then
they got $1,000 in. That's what they got in.
1,000 in, and the second they were done, they'd gone up $100,000. So for $1,000, they made $100,000. They made their 30.
All it required was a completely scammed real estate market that was totally rigged and crooked, done so by the banks.
Well, that's one perspective.
That's actually what happened. I mean, that's why it was a bubble. That's why the economy crashed. That's why all these houses were in the end lost.
That's true. But that aside, you know, in the short
life
term,
aside, right, okay.
But for those people who paid that $35,000, they made money. Now,
At that time.
But you know, these Trump University people, you know, so we would try to find places for these people to invest. And they didn't all make money. And, of course, it didn't all go well in the end. But during the first beginning part, it did. But we ran into Donald Trump a lot. Donald Trump was part of this whole thing where the Learning Annex, that's what it was called, would do these workshops in all these different cities. And they were basically part of this education movement, you know, how you make money selling education. And you have to really understand why this was so terrible and why, you know, even if Trump had a good day in the news or a bad day in the news or Hillary's up or down, you know, if people are going to judge this election on a referendum of the past, what this tells you about this guy, because this is not a business that is meant to enrich other people. This is not a business where you are creative. The people who work in this business, those people that I worked with, know what they're doing is evil. I mean evil.
People were not actually real estate people. These were education people, right?
That's right. You know, getting a military vet to part from her cash takes a few ingredients. So we talked about the tonality, the performance, the presentation, all of that. He also, and it talks about this in the Trump University lawsuit, you know, you keep the room very cold, you keep the people for very long time. So when they get to the point where you're trying to sell them something, you're hypnotizing them with pictures of money and wealth, Lamborghinis, boats, success.
You handed out some cash.
Giving people hundreds. Boom. And, you know, good food, all that stuff. You pick up lunch, you know, and you hypnotize them. You actually hypnotize them. What Trump does in his thing is called neuro-linguistic programming. And during this 3-day seminar, we tell you that we are going to teach you neuro-linguistic programming, in fact. And, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, education, these are, you know, just like Barack Obama's a great orator, these are techniques to compel people to take certain action. And, you know, we basically give them the way to make the pay us, which is you get the credit card limit up, then we go at you for 3 days, and then you do it. I mean, inevitably, enough people do it.
How many people have to do it to make it a great success?
If you have 50 to 75 people in the room and you sell 10 platinum packages, you make $350,000. That's what you expect.
That's what you're shooting for. So you start with 200 to 300 at a free seminar. You're hoping that of that 200 to 300, 70 or 75 will put up $3,000 each to get into the program. And then the 70 to 75 who put up the $3,000, out of that, you're looking for 10. So in other words, you start with 300, you're hoping to end up with 10.
And understand that, yes, that's correct, or 20. But and if you don't get them there, they have a telephone, you know, follow-up. You know, they try to get you forever. But these people, get commissions. It's all commission-based. So the educators.
You mean the educators?
Right, the educators are paid on commission.
You got paid commission.
Yeah.
In other words, if you sold 10, you got 10 times whatever the commission was. And if you sold 2, right, you got 2 times whatever the commission was.
Correct.
And what was the commission on 30,000 or 35,000?
The front of the house guy makes between 10 and 15% of the gross sales. The 3 to 5 helpers make between 1.5 to 2.5% of the gross sales. So if you sell $500,000, you make, you know, between $500,000 and $7,500 if you're the little guy, and between $50,000 and $100,000 if you're the big guy.
And who gets the rest of the money?
So Trump.
And does Trump appear?
I think probably the reason that he got in trouble is for not appearing. So the one thing they did promise was for Trump, and then there was no Trump.
But in your situation,
Trump got into this because it already existed. This was not his invention. But since you have to understand that it already existed, you have to understand that.
Well, that's right. You didn't work for Trump.
Right. I worked with the guys who had brought this idea to Trump and did it for him. They licensed him. But he knew what the business was. This is like, you know, you could say, I'm going to start a prostitution ring. You know what prostitution is. You know what you're getting into. You could say, oh, well, the women are – they want to do it or whatever. But, you know, that's probably not true. Or you could, you know, have a legal gambling ring. And you could say, well, you know, these people are making free choices with their money. Who cares? But you know that, you know, you're probably taking someone's child support or Christmas gift or something out of someone's hands in the end, the big picture. And you know that if you go into this for-profit – it's not even like what the University of Phoenix does, online college. You can talk about the terrible element of the fact that those things are subsidized by, you know, these unbankruptible student loans. But that already is a thousand times more virtuous than this business of what Trump University is, which is a con. It is a way of making people increase their credit card limits, hypnotizing them, and taking their money. That's the business. That's
but you did. Said that you actually made money for the people who you were teaching. So how is it a con?
Well, the circumstances that we made money for those people were separate. And I worked on the real estate side of things, and I have had a very interesting and illustrious and successful career being a real estate broker and brokering many deals and selling thousands and thousands of homes. And many of the people I sold thousands of homes to were the people who came through this type of thing. And I treated them honestly. And, you know, there was fair business going on. But that was unique to the, you know, the ingredients and the people that I was working with.
Is Trump's business a scam and yours was not?
Well, remember, we had a real estate company. And, in fact, once we started the real estate company, the scam company fired the guy who started the real estate company because they thought he was making more money than them. But also, once he went straight, the guy who got me, my first boss, went straight and made honest money, he got kicked out of the scam business. And then when the honest money dried up, he got back in the scam business, and then he got kicked out again. He was always trying. He's, you know, he's a guy I care for quite a bit and appreciate. You know, he was raised up in that business. I mean, on one side of that business, you have people like Tony Robbins who are considered, you know, international figures and considered thought leaders. And people think these people have something to offer. And this stuff isn't, you know, the word scam is tough because you're saying there's nothing of value there. There's things of value. But
what this woman in the Democratic convention said, she was out $38,000. She was left holding the bag. She got nothing. That's a scam. Was her experience unusual?
Her experience is obviously not unusual because they have a class action lawsuit in two states against this guy. So, you know, class action means you have a lot of people involved.
That's right. So your experience in 2005, because that's really what you're talking about, in the time when the bubble was blowing itself up before it burst, it sounds like your experience was the exception. It sounds like the normal experience is a situation where nobody can flip anything. And yet the guys who are teaching these courses pretend like you can flip, pretend like there's a ready market out there. So let me ask you this. So the real estate market crashed in 2008. Did the education business stop in 2008, or did it continue?
It re-flourished. In fact,
it flourished.
Trump probably did more of his business in 2008, 2009, 2010. It's true people had lost money, but what quickly arose out of those collapses is the specter of purchasing homes that were once $300,000 for $30,000.
In other words, the crash allowed Trump to argue, I can really buy this stuff cheap, or rather, you can really buy this stuff cheap, and you can't fail to make a fortune.
You know, the Trump universities of the world create this market. They, in 3 days, they give you the buying power through your credit card company and put you on the path towards paying them, condition your mind to pay them, and then you pay them. That's the business.
And what you're hoping for is that you're going to run across somebody who will then buy a building that you've bought using the techniques they've shown you, if you manage to buy such a building. And that's very hard to do, and very few of them did it. And all of them paid $38,000 to find out that it was going to be very hard to do. And they didn't find that out until after they spent the $38,000.
Which is why he's getting sued.
All right. That's the story. That's the whole story. That's why it's a scam. And that's why, even if it's technically legal, it's a disreputable and
disgusting
way to
live. Not everyone had credit cards. People got, you know, people spent their bank, their retirements. I mean, this is like, there is a guy in India who's in jail for selling fake annuities, kind of like the Indian Bernie Madoff. And, you know, he basically sold you a savings plan, but it was fake. There was no savings. So that guy is named Suharto Roy, I think, and he owns the Plaza Hotel and on the other hotel in London, and he's incredibly wealthy, and that jail for him isn't that bad, I hear. And so, you know, he was a con artist. He's selling something. It didn't have value. You set out to sell this thing which did not have value. Bernie Madoff, con artist. Got you to do something, has no value, tricked you into doing it, hypnotized you, tricked you into doing it, stole your money. Trump University, had no value, tricked you into doing something, set out to trick you. We know we're going to trick you. Our job is to figure out a way to trick you and take your money. That is what we're doing. Getting into that business tells you about the character of someone who is willing to prey on people like that.
All right. Well, thank you for this insight into modern American capitalism. Talk again next week.